This is a waived parole hearing for Mr. Laird Roden, ADC number 43837. Mr. Roden has been certified by the Arizona Department of Corrections for a 412B hearing for absolute discharge today, and he became eligible for this on March 30th, 2013. Board members conducting this hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, and myself, Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Roden is 54 years old. He's serving 35 years for the crime of sexual assault and has a consecutive 35-year sentence for armed robbery and a number of other sentences, which I will not detail because they're numerous, and many of them are for 35 years as well. The crimes occurred on October 27th, 1988, November 9th, 1988, October 13th, 1988, December 13th, 1988, February 17th, 1989, August 6th, 1989, August 16th, 1989, and June 19th, 1989. During this period, Mr. Roden was 24, 25 years old. He was convicted by jury trial on October 4th, 1990, and sentenced on November 5th, 1990. His prison discipline history includes 12 majors. His most recent two disciplines would be one that occurred on March 6th of 2018, and it's so recent that the outcome is still pending, and that one would be for disruption of count. Often that just means the inmate is out of place at the time of count. They're supposed to go sit on the bed, and he probably possibly was not there. But that one is still to be determined. The one before that was October 10th of 2017, and that one was for harassment, and that one is final and was a major. This is Mr. Roden's 12th hearing before the board. He was granted a 412B parole in August of 1987, and then subsequent requests have been denied. We should note that there is a letter of opposition from the county attorney dated April 3rd of 2018 that starts with a sentence that says, quite simply, Lord Roden should never be released from prison, period. That's a direct quote from the letter. This crime was a long series of violent sexual assaults on many different victims, and all of those dates that I read, many of them are multiple counts on the same date, multiple counts of offenses. I also wanted to mention that Mr. Roden has completed some programming in prison. Completed the two or three that many other inmates have completed. I believe it's a requirement: cultural diversity, conflict resolution, and thinking for a change. And then he's also completed Design for Living 3 times, which is a kind of a substance abuse based program. And he's studied some institutional food prep. He did not check his record, but he possibly thinks he could work as a cook if he doesn't already. There in prison. Based on everything I just mentioned and the number of sentences, the totality of the case, as Mr. Quinones would say, I am not seeing Mr. Roden as a candidate that I could recommend for parole, but I would listen to any input from my fellow board members. Hearing no input from fellow board members, I'm going to make a motion that this board deny 412B parole to a consecutive sentence and 411 absolute discharge for Mr. Laird Roden, ADC number 43837. And that is my motion. Seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Also based on the dates of the crimes, which all occur 1988 or later, I'm going to recommend a one-year set-off. And then I'm going to check that were denied for 12B and 411. Reasons for denial: serious environmental offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims, I'm going to say poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction, in fact, one still pending as of the date of this printout. No family or community support system, no one has sent a letter or any sort of support. Do any board members see another reason that we should include? Okay, then this concludes the hearing for Mr. Laird Roden.